More than one report in today's program focuses on the fallout of the financial crisis. It, of course, spreads to many other kinds of industries. And there's a similar story in Spain. It's suffering from a housing meltdown, much like the United States, and that is affecting the country's beloved soccer teams. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
There's a row of four impressive new skyscrapers on Madrid's northern edge. The land they're built on was bought from soccer powerhouse Real Madrid for $500 million. So now the local joke is to call the towers Beckham, Zidane, Figo, and Ronaldo after the star players that Madrid signed with some of that money. Spain's decade-long real estate boom was a gold mine for Spanish soccer. Construction firms paid big time to have their logos on team jerseys. Real estate moguls lined up to buy teams. Sports business professor Sandalio Gomez says the sponsors are now in serious trouble. It's not that they're in bad shape, they're in free fall, he says. So the first thing they cut is sports sponsorship. Gomez says more than half the companies with season box seats have canceled them. Former champion Deportivo La Coruña is itself almost bankrupt after its main sponsor, developer Martín Safadesa, collapsed last summer. Mallorca's owner is struggling to sell the club after his real estate firm went into receivership. And the list goes on. Gomez expects foreign buyers will come to the rescue.
De la Liga, 9 de la primera, gol de Yumanji, del Madrid, Ronaldo.
But Spaniards are passionate about their soccer teams. So if any go under, Spanish politicians will be under a lot of pressure to bail them out. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.